Due to the increased potential of bodily injury, including, but not limited to, dinosaur bites, being trampled or otherwise crushed, being entirely consumed, drowning, being bitten or stung by the island's native bug species, blindness or other vision damage caused by Dilophosaurus venom, and hearing damage due to the dinosaur's roaring, growling, and other audible noises, which are all considered to be outside of the park employees' control, visitors to Jurassic World are required to sign a waiver acknowledging the known dangers of the prehistoric vacation with which they're about to embark.
You want me to arm wrestle you?
Clagg nodded to him.
Let's see your strength, boy.
Seth felt he should at least try. He put his fork down and moved his arm into position. That will be quite enough, the captain said from the head of the table. Seth, rather relieved, pulled his arm away. Clagg let out a loud laugh.
I like you, boy. You are willing to prove your strength in front of others. That is very honorable.
This is a dinner table, not a wrestling mat, you brute. T'Sai snapped at the Klingon.
Ah, well, seeing you sitting at it, I thought it might be a Romulan brothel.
T'Sai puckered her lips and slammed her fists on the table.
Why, you crinkle-headed, everyone,
just calm down, Commander Riley butted in. Let's just eat our dinner peacefully, and only speak when we have something nice or meaningful to say.
Well then,
Clagg leaned back in his chair and motioned to the Romulan woman with a smug grin on his face.
I guess she won't be saying anything for the rest of the night.
I gave her the very special portion of my tith. Then the young lady began to tell me a horrible story about her life. Things no one should have to experience. My response to all of this was that the true Spirit of God can and will come to our aid, as long as we are receptive to His guidance. Every relationship with the Spirit of Life is unique and different. No matter what we've done in the past or the choices we make, we will always have a friend in Jesus. Therefore, we are never alone. She began to cry. I prayed with her before continuing on my way. I then reflected on my life and how small my issues were in comparison to those of that young woman. I thanked God for the opportunity to help someone, even while in the midst of my own trials, for it taught me the true meaning of evangelism. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, Here am I. Send me. Isaiah 6:8.